Tom Watkins. He is on the other end of our line. Tom, how are you?
I'm good this morning, Tony. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Tom always sends me great articles, not only about education, but about China and our relationship with them. Before we get into a couple of those pieces, Tom, just wanted to get your take on China as well as Russia not helping us in the crisis with Syria.
Well, this is geopolitics playing out on a grand scale. Obviously, anybody that's watching what's going on in Syria would hope that somebody would come to the people's aid. China has a long-standing policy of not engaging in other people's internal affairs, but it doesn't take much to watch what's going on in Syria today and hope that somebody would step forward and help the people.
There was an article written recently by Anna Lensinsky from CNN Money that you had shopped over to me, Tom, and it talked about something you're well familiar with, the love-hate relationship with China.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, China has risen. More people have moved out of poverty in China, perhaps, than in world history, 300 to 400 million people seeking that China dream, so to speak. But China also has a number of problems, and they are poverty, certainly in China, still with probably 700 to 800 million people still living on $1 or $2 a day. The ethnic tension we've talked about, the Tibetan people that are feeling like there's cultural genocide practice against them, and nearly 20 monks and nuns have lit themselves on fire. The Uyghur tensions, which are Muslim Chinese in far northwest China, as well as farmers are feeling that the government is stealing their land. China has a number of internal problems as well as it flexes its muscle on the world stage. It needs to look internally because there's a lot of rumblings going on there as well.
And Tom, President Obama has an upcoming date with a high-ranking Chinese official.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting. Michelle is going to get pushed aside perhaps tomorrow, and President Xi, which is spelled X-I, but pronounced S-H-E-E, Xi, he's the vice president of China, but he's on slate to be selected as China's new president about the same time as our presidential election will be going on here. And this is going to be front and center tomorrow in Washington, D.C., where the president and the vice president have some very tough conversations with him, as you pointed out, around Syria, Iran, the world economy, and other major issues that that are impacting both China and the United States.
How important is this meeting? Can this set the tone? As you've mentioned many times to me, Tom, in our conversations about China, to have a business relationship with them, it can take some time, even years, just to get that trust. Could this be the start of more of a working relationship with China, or are we a long way away from that?
Well, we've had. I mean, this happens to be the month where 40 years ago, February 22nd, the Nixon went to China. President Nixon went to China. So we've had 40 years of this very delicate political dance. Today, our economies are as tangled as a bowl of Chinese noodles, and yet there's a lot of tensions between our countries. Vice President Xi and Vice President Biden have met earlier this year. But as you point out, Tony, I mean, developing this relationship, it's expected when this change happens that Vice President Xi will be the leader of China for the next decade. And how we get this relationship right not only impacts the people of the United States, the people of China, but truly impacts the people of the world. So finding a way to minimize the tensions and maximize the opportunities for us to work together so that China's rise doesn't come as our demise is absolutely critical to all.
Tom Watkins is a United States Chinese business and educational consultant. He also served as Michigan State Superintendent of Schools from 2001 through 2005. Thanks for joining us, Tom. Enjoy your day.
It's always good to be with you. Thank you.